Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Free speech and jazz hands and holding people up at gunpoint to get their puppies. And how about ghost stories? You got any good ghost stories? Man, we've got a lot to cover tonight. It is 10:35. Good evening. I'm Mike Ferguson. Did you enjoy that football game? You know it's going to be a barn burner when you got a 1-6 team that's headlining on one of the national broadcasts. Anyway, the number here, 800-925-1120. If you're in St. Louis, you can call or text us at 314-436-7900. Speaking of sports here, okay, other things happened other than the game you just heard. Blues won. Man, that was a wild one. It was tied for a while. Blues came back, but they ended up kind of whooping up on Los Angeles. Final score, 5-2. That happened at the Enterprise Center. And as I just mentioned to Mike Anderson, our producer, I made the mistake of thinking I was going to get from 40 Highway to the studios here on Olive when there was a Blues game about to happen. I completely forgot that was a home game tonight. So in case you're ever deciding you want to try to get through traffic even four blocks when the people are getting ready for a Blues game, yeah, don't do it. Take the long way around. Also, the nominees for the Gold Glove Awards in Major League Baseball, guess which team has the most nominees? That would be your beloved St. Louis Cardinals. Thank you very much. Jack Flaherty, pitcher. Yadier Molina, catcher. I think he actually has a very good chance to win that. But if you're a gambler, JT Realmuto is, he's really good. But I think Yadi could possibly win that one. Paul Goldschmidt with the first base nomination. I can see him getting that. I actually can. Second base, Colton Wong. He should get that. Colton Wong absolutely should win that one, but we'll see. At shortstop, Paul DeJong. He's got some pretty stiff competition there, but definitely a quality nomination. And in center field, and this one surprised me just a little bit, Harrison Bader nominated in center field. I say that just because he spent so much time back in AAA to work on his swing, so he just wasn't in as many games as everybody else. But good luck to all the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm not going to play favorites with him, but go Yachty. So we'll find out, I don't know, here in the next, few weeks or so, whether or who gets the Gold Glove Awards. All right, here's the stuff. Some of the stuff we're going to cover. I want you to get ready to call. I really want to know what you think about this right after the top of the hour. So start thinking about it now. Then give me a call, or you can text me beforehand or whatever you want. Do you support the First Amendment? I'm talking about, do you support the right to free speech? Now, most of us go, well, yeah. I mean, that's one of our most cherished rights. It's one of our most cherished parts of our American identity in this bizarre Republican experiment. And I mean Republican as in the form of government, not the party. But then I'm going to ask, do you really support the First Amendment? Do you really support freedom of speech for everyone? Here's the caveat. Even for people who are hateful. And they say hateful things. And what about this? What about people who just hurt other people's feelings with what they say or what they do, especially at this time of the year around Halloween? You got your controversies, especially on college campuses, over the costumes that people wear. Yeah, on some college campuses, I am not using hyperbole, my friends. They will actually call the police on you if they think you've done something offensive. So what's bringing all this up, you ask? I'm so glad that you asked. There's a new survey that was commissioned among Americans, and it found that about half of us believe the First Amendment should be somehow rewritten to outlaw or to at least not protect hate speech. And if you're asking, okay, but what's hate speech? Oh, that's a great question. I've got all the details. Like I said, we're going to do that in just about 20 minutes or so. Be thinking about it. Be chewing on that in your mind. I really want to get that conversation going here in just a little bit. And I just mentioned Halloween. Okay, so we are 1 week away from Halloween. Do you have any good ghost stories? Have you ever had any of those experiences? Now, I'm going to say this, you know, which will probably piss some people off, but I don't believe in ghosts as people understand it. I don't think there are leftover people here on the planet, you know, just because, you know, my personal religious views, I think one of two things happens to you when you die. One's really good, one's really bad. But I also, let me say this. I also don't think that we're alone. I think there's something out there. I am not saying that there is no spiritual world, period. I have actually had some weird things happen at one of my former employers' businesses it was a nonprofit group, but in the building. So I've actually experienced some of these things and people would say, that's a ghost story. Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but have you had any of those? So give me a call. I mean, phone lines are open right now. 800-925-1120, 314-436-7900. So do you believe that there are actual ghosts or still the spirits of people flying around? The thing is about this time of year, and I'm unapologetically an evangelical Christian in my personal life, and that's not what I'm talking about here on the air. I'm not trying to convince you of anything else. That's why I don't really believe that there are leftover people. But if you do, that's cool. I'm not interested in debating. I'm not going to try to convince you otherwise, but I do want to hear your stories. I think the stories that come from Halloween and ghost stories, I love those ghost hunting shows. I think those are some of the best stories out there. Even the great conservative writer, Russell Kirk, actually wrote ghost stories. And I've got the book. I love it. Of course, with Russell Kirk, the language he uses is exquisite, and you have to stop and look up some of his adjectives to see what they mean. But I just love the stories. I love going on ghost tours. I think the last one I was on was in Savannah, Georgia. It was like it was last year. I guess it was. Did a walking tour around Savannah. Oh, my goodness. Some creepy stories, raise the hairs on the back of your neck kind of stories. I love that stuff. My wife and I were in Scotland last year, and they had a ghost tour in Edinburgh, and we were there on our honeymoon and we didn't plan for any of that stuff. And oh my goodness, I saw that was there and I'm like, I have to go on that. Unfortunately, they were already booked up and you couldn't just walk up and give them some British pounds and get on the bus, but it was great stuff. So if you have any of those, let's go ahead and kick off Halloween week. So throughout the night, you know what? I want to hear your ghost story. I want to hear your paranormal story. I want to hear what you experienced on there. And if you tell one, then I'll tell one, because I've actually got a few from that location. So again, a lot to cover tonight, including speaking about, I just mentioned colleges. We get back here in just a minute. One college says applause, clapping. That's not inclusive enough. And they're actually trying to ban clapping on campus. Yeah, that's crazy. Also, with Halloween, and my perspective changed on some of the stuff when I ended up with a daughter. And big retail store has decided to pull a particular costume off the shelves because a mom got really offended. And I understand where she's coming from. I don't know if I believe so much into pulling something off the shelves when anybody's offended. But she actually made a pretty good case for this. I'll tell you what's going on here in a few minutes. You tell me whether she's right or whether she's wrong. Once again, that number, that's the same. 800-925-1120, or here in St. Louis, 314-436-7900. My name is Mike Ferguson. I am in for Ryan Recker. He's just on vacation this week. You get him back next week. This is Overnight America on KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Free speech in the First Amendment, it's kind of a thing around here. And by around here, I mean the United States. But it's not as important to many Americans as it used to be. And yeah, the younger you are, a new survey says, the less likely you are to value free speech and the more likely you are to want to actually outlaw and criminalize speech that you don't like. Yeah, this isn't one of those, oh my goodness, the culture is going to hell in a handbasket. This is actually a study that said, let's look at the attitudes about free speech in the United States. And, well, if the survey is even close to being right, it should kind of disturb us. Not really know to know what you think. And by the way, my name is Mike Ferguson. In for Ryan today. He's going to be back next week. The number here, that's the same, though. 800-925-1120. Or you can call or you can text me. 314-436-7900. Speaking of Halloween, before I get to the campus story, Kmart. Remember Kmart? Yeah, Kmart Australia just removed a specific Halloween costume from the shelves. You may be saying, wait a minute, where'd Kmart go? Apparently they went to Australia. So what happened is a mother was shopping there in the Kmart in Australia, and she came across an outfit that was designed for very young girls. I mean, it's like 4 to 6 years old or 4 to 8 years old or whatever it was. And it was a bride costume. It was like a little cheap bridal gown with a veil for little girls. And I saw the first thing I saw on that, I thought, well, who cares? Isn't there the, you know, traditional people used to say, you know, girls always looked forward to their wedding day. And, you know, I know that's not very feminist-y of me, but I thought of it as kind of more of like a princess type of thing. But she pointed out that in the world, she says about 12 million girls as low as 6 years old in age are actually sold or married off around the world. I didn't even think about that. I thought, man, 12 million every year, that's doubtful. So I started looking up different sources. And actually, if anything, she's actually a little low on her number. I saw some reported as high as 14 million per year around the world of underage girls who are married off. You know, a lot of that's just different cultures that look at that sort of thing differently. So she did one of those change.org petitions and didn't get very many signatures, but it did catch the eye of the Kmart folks. And they just kind of thought better of it. They said, yeah, maybe a child bride costume isn't a great idea. And I am not one of those people who is really big into protesting or boycotting. There's a couple businesses that have unearned my money out there, but I don't make a big deal of it. And I think a lot of these businesses just get really much, they really get into kind of the snowflakery. Oh my goodness, somebody might be offended. Let's just pull it to avoid any problems. On this one, they probably said, yeah, the customer kind of has a point. Now, they weren't worried about, I think, being sued or causing a child, you know, marriage or something like that. But they probably said, yeah, that could potentially be a pretty bad look for us. Maybe we ought to just go ahead and pull that one out. So they did. And that's, probably a smart move because there's so many things that just seem so innocuous. And I would have walked right by that, you know, in the store and in the aisle, and I would have never, it would have never dawned on me to connect it to child trafficking or sex trafficking or anything like that. But when you bring it up, you go, oh yeah, that kind of makes sense. I kind of get that. But yeah, I mean, I've got two kids. I've got a son who lives in Florida, and I've got a daughter who's in college, and, you know, she lives permanent address here in the St. Louis area, but she goes to college out in the middle of Kansas. And when I had a daughter, my perspective on a lot of things related to Halloween changed because obviously for the grownups, it's the time to not just be spooky and scary, but it's the time to be really sexy. And I remember getting one of those paper catalogs in the mail. Remember they used to send those out everywhere. And I was looking through one of them at the costumes. And I thought, well, you know, I don't know if my daughter wants to do Halloween this year, but let me see what they've got. And I was stunned at the kind of the sexy nature of even the junior high and high school, maybe even a little bit younger, kind of the skimpiness of them and the way that they were, you know, they were being portrayed. And I thought, man, yeah, I'm not going to go protest or start a petition like this woman did, but it kind of dawned on me that, yeah, there are parts of this whole time of year that, yeah, we get kind of screwed up. But if I didn't have a daughter, I, you know, would have probably never noticed it. Okay, I told you this right before the last break. Students at Oxford University in the UK. Man, let me just preface this by saying, let me back up just a little bit. I have learned to never say, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because inevitably, somebody will take that as a challenge and come up with something dumber. And I think the student council at Oxford University in the UK, they have risen to the occasion. They said, no, Mike, we can do something dumber. Of course, they said it in a really cool accent, which I can't do on the radio, but that's what they did. So they took a vote, and they have now passed a motion that mandates that student leaders encourage the use of jazz hands instead of applause. You know, jazz hands. Hold each hand up. Okay, let's do it with me. Hold it up by your ear. All right, get your hands up there. And just start flopping them back and forth, wiggling them around. That's jazz hands. Because clapping, applause, is not inclusive enough. Applause is excluding some people. And this is how young people around the world are thinking, many of them. So according to the student newspaper there, they approved that motion because there are people who, with anxiety, who could be triggered by applause. And so they want to be inclusive and not trigger them with their applause. Even Piers Morgan, not exactly a conservative in thought or philosophy, he even responded saying, and I'll just read his tweet, "Your ban on clapping to stop students with anxiety being triggered and use of silent jazz hands instead, A, performing jazz hands is racist." He's actually probably referring back to the Al Jolson days. "B, your new rule excludes blind people, so will make them feel marginalized. C, grow a pair, you imbeciles." I never thought I would say, good job, Piers Morgan. Never thought I would actually say that. And so at this point, and I found this on campusreform.com, there are no U.S. campuses that are specifically asking for jazz hands, but they have found some that want you to snap instead of actually applauding. It's like we look for ways to say, how could this innocuous or how could this good thing possibly be bad for somebody? Let's find the most marginalized, out of the mainstream, couldn't happen to any other person on the planet victim, and base all of our standards and our restraints on everybody else on that person. And didn't Oxford University... wasn't that considered like one of the places for really, really smart people at one point? How do smart people say, you know what problem we really need to tackle? This whole clapping thing, this whole applause. We have got to put a stop to that. We have got to make sure that people understand that clapping is just a terrible thing, because there may be somebody out there who is in such a bizarre position that could bring something bad for them. So I guess, you know what, if you really think that's going to help people, you know what I say? There you go. Good job. Oh boy, I probably triggered somebody. All right, still ahead. Free speech. Now let's really talk about some free speech. Do you really support it? Because according to a new study that's out, about half of us say we support free speech, but we really don't support free speech. Should we outlaw hate speech? And I want to hear you if you disagree with me on this. I want to hear from everybody. I'm Mike Ferguson on KMOX.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.